Jimmy Juice is a product that I've used for the past couple of years. Let alone does it give my pig a shine like no other product. It smells bussin'. Literally, it smells like oranges. It is incredible. They've also got a product called Jimmy Suds. That's my new go-to for soap. Check them out at jimmynaturals.com and use code JOSHO, no spaces, all caps, for a discount on your next order. What does it take to compete? What does it take to win? In the ring, in the barn, at life. Everyone that has a vested interest in the livestock world knows that good stock starts from the ground up. That is what Big Paw Lifestyle is. Big Paw, hoof, or foot means a good foundation to any species of livestock, and it will mean a good foundation for you. Big Paw Lifestyle is a brand you'll see me wearing all the time. They've got awesome clothes, and I especially love their hats. Check out their latest styles at BigPawLifestyle.com. Hi, everyone. This is Joe, and welcome to my final part three on my State Fair series. I've been able to talk to kids all over the country for this series, and having learned about a bunch of different state fairs. We're ending this last episode, State Fair series, with a bang. We got two really cool people. To start off, I've got Tyler Patterson, who won the Grand Champion Steer at the Indiana State Fair. And to end, Jamie Hoblin, who double-holded it in the swine ring at the Nebraska State Fair. So let's go! All right, would you please tell the listeners your name, where you're from, and a little bit about yourself?
My name is Tyler Patterson. I'm 15 years old. My family lives on a small farm in Bloomfield, Indiana. We run about 25 cows, sell babies. That's about all.
First and foremost, congratulations on winning the Grand Champion Steer at the Indiana State Fair. Tell me about that steer.
It was amazing. I won the Indiana State Fair Steer Show with the key steer. His name was Zeus. My goal has always been to win the Indiana State Fair. I mean, it's been at the top of my bucket list forever. Me and Goose started winning fourth overall at Beef Congress in December. That's when I was like Goose is going to be good, and I started getting really excited about him and went into the summer looking forward to State Fair.
Nice. I was going to ask you if you had any other winnings with him. So, very cool. So, Goose, is there a backstory or anything why you named him that?
Well,
or how'd
starting
you
off, the movie Maverick just came out. So, I really like that movie. So, I wanted to go off a theme of that. And
yeah.
Goose, he's pretty cool. So, I thought that'd match him.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
a yellow one. So,
all right. So, how nervous were you when the judge came up to you and slapped your steer? What were you thinking?
I was pretty nervous in the grand drive walking in, but I was also kind of confident too. I mean, it was just all their early mornings and late nights paid off.
Yeah. How long did it take you to fit your steer? Is your state fair pretty strict on that? And who's in your pit crew at show?
Yeah, we started that morning around 5 a.m. and we got him up, washed him, and fed him and stuff. And we fitted him for the show, and he showed in class and won his division. And at our state fair, we have way back. So once he cleared on making weight, we went back and broke him down after he got champion. And he got the rest of the day to lay down. And then about 5 hours after that, we started over again, fitting him for the grand drive that night. Our state fair is pretty strict about who can fit on them, and you have to have a fitter's card before you can fit at the state fair and stuff, and or you can be a 4-H member or a family member. I also really like fitting, and so I fitted my steer this year, all the shows we went to, and my pit crew, Dave Geyer and his family, Jason Stanton's a big part of it. He helps us with all the details and stuff like that. Lance Unger and the Unger family, Michael Bonnell, the Fouts, and Chewy. My dad and my brother Reed. Reed helps me a lot in the barn, my mom.
Awesome. You have a heck of a crew. So you said for fitting, you needed, or if someone different needed to fit on your cattle, because I show pigs, you said they needed a fitter's card. Can you explain to me what that is?
Yeah, so if a guy out of state wanted to come and fit, they would need to go through like a kind of a test and they'd get their
No,
fitter's
they have to
card.
be in state.
Or they have to be like in state and they would get their fitter's
Oh,
card to
okay.
be able to like fit at the state fair. So they have to be like in Indiana, but they have to have a fitter's card if they're
Yeah.
not a 4-H member.
Okay. So, what's something you wish more people knew about you?
I don't really know. There's not like I'm just a person that really works hard at it. Kind of just like it's all us. Like my family does all the work. Like we're straight, like just does a lot just to me.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense and sometimes unique. You know, the fact that you really do all the work and obviously it paid off. What shows are you going to next?
Well, we'll continue to go to the state fair. I mean, that's always a big one of ours. Hopefully get my brother on the dirt to win. He's in sixth grade. Hopefully we can get him there to, I mean, that, well, we like showing at Kansas City Cattlemen's Congress. I've showed there a couple times. But my goal for this next year is Denver. That's always been one of my highest bucket lists, like with state fair, but Denver's going to be my next goal.
Yeah. Denver is fun. I showed there a couple years ago. I'd love to go back. So, did you show any different livestock or other cattle at your state fair? And how'd you do if you did?
Yeah, I
I have
showed.
none.
I don't show pigs at the state fair, but I also do
Yeah.
show pigs. I started showing pigs when I was like 5, and then started showing steers my first year as third grader. I like the cows more, so we've focused on the cattle the last several years, but still have a set of pigs every year that I love showing. And my brother, he likes the pigs more, but
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, you can kind of co-work the cattle and the pigs.
All right. Do you have superstitions? Do you have anything you do a specific way on show day?
Yeah, I don't think I have any like crazy superstitions other than I made sure to wear the same thing for the grand drive as I want wear for class. I joked that I'd retire the shirt if I won, and apparently I did, but I don't really have any crazy superstitions on show day.
Okay, on the road, has there been any like things that happened that were crazy you thought? Like one time, like I got grand out of a jackpot and we were coming home and the gooseneck of our trailer hit the back window of our truck. So like anything crazy like that?
Well, state fair is always like a it's always really late at night and they make the steers always go last and they make us get out of there by midnight. So like right as the state fair, like the grand drive's over, you have to like break down all your tack and then you have to get in the truck and you're pretty much headed straight home. And like it's always a hassle for my dad who drives home and everything because he's so tired from the long week. Because we always stay in the barn all like my dad does all night with my calves.
Yeah.
So he always struggles staying awake and a couple times we veered off the road and stuff, but it's always a crazy time going home.
For sure, that would suck. All right. So, I'm guessing you go to gas stations a lot. So, what's your favorite, because you're on the road and stuff. So, what's your favorite thing to get at a gas station?
I'd have to say I get a big cool blue Gatorade. Normally a Snickers bar. I'd say that's about it. Maybe a bag of chips here and there.
Good choice. I'm a Baja Mountain Dew fan myself. All right, now we're gonna play a little game called Would You Rather. So, would you rather be completely invisible whenever you wanted to, or be able to fly whenever you wanted to, and why?
I think invisible. Cause like you could do a lot of stuff and kind of just listen in on whatever you wanted, kind of. But I think it'd be cool to be invisible. I mean,
Yeah.
you go wherever you wanted, pretty much.
I like it. I think I'd probably like to be able to fly because you could go everywhere. Do you play any sports?
Yeah, I play baseball and basketball. I also enjoy hunting too. It's deer season right now, so I've been shooting my bow a lot and stuff. My grandma helps a lot with the cooler and stuff in the summer, so I can go play baseball. It takes an army of people just to do this 4-H thing. But yeah, I think baseball is my favorite though.
Oh, what position do you
Out
play
of
in
the
baseball?
sports.
Yeah.
Shortstop.
All right, I'm a catcher.
Nice.
So, what's your favorite baseball team?
College, I'd have to say LSU.
We had a little bad connection there, but LSU?
Yeah. Majors. I don't really have any favorite major league teams. I just like a lot of players and stuff.
Yeah, what's your favorite player?
Francisco Lindor.
All right. What team does
What's
he
your
play
favorite
on?
player?
Oh, my favorite player? I don't know who my favorite player is. Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Yes. Good pick.
I don't watch a lot of baseball. I just play it.
Yeah, I don't watch a lot of MLB and all that stuff very much.
Yeah. So what's your
Oh,
favorite player and team on basketball for basketball?
I don't really have a favorite team, but like Michael Jordan's my overall favorite.
Yeah. Do you watch the NBA at all?
No, not really.
Yeah, me neither. What would you like to do in the future?
I'm not really 100% sure what I want to do. I've always kind of wanted to be a vet. That's always kind of in the back of my mind. But I see myself doing something in the agribusiness, if I don't pursue vet school. We live about 2 hours from Purdue, so it's an easy commute. And my family's kind of big IU fans, but I'll likely be going to Purdue, something like that, agribusiness, medical field, something like that. Do
Did you say?
livestock judging. Well, that'd be cool to go to and do that.
Okay, so is there anything else you would like to add?
Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Yeah, hopefully I get to meet you someday.
Yeah, me too.
But hopefully you get to see me maybe after Denver or something if I do good there or something like that.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. See ya. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. So Tether was really cool and patient with me during that bad connection. I can tell we could hang between sports and wanting to win. We got a lot in common. And I thought a lot more about my favorite baseball player. I mean, I still like Michael Jordan, yes, even for baseball. But I'm kind of a fan of Fernando Tatis Jr. Now, moving on with our final State Fair interview. I think Jamie Hoblin is a great way to end this because she just finished her showing career in Nebraska State Fair, and holy moly, did she clean up! Jamie walked away with a grand champion gilt and barrow and FFA show. Plus, she won the steer show 3 times, won the heifer show twice, and reserve market lamb over the years. It doesn't get much better than that. Jamie is pretty awesome. I've ran into her quite a bit in the show ring, and she's quite a competitor. All right, thank you for joining me. Please tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Jamie Hoblin. I am currently 20 years old. I'm originally from York, Nebraska, but I am currently a student at Oklahoma State.
Awesome. Thanks for joining me. You're my final interview for my State Fair series. And I thought you'd be the perfect person to end with because you had such an unbelievable Nebraska State Fair. Walk us through the animals you showed, where they came from, and how you ended up.
Yeah, so at the beginning of the year, my family and I decided that this would be my last Nebraska State Fair. We figured I have had an extensive run, so we wanted to go one more time and we wanted to go in guns a blazing and finish as strong as we could. And so I think we did just that. I had the honor of exhibiting the Grand Champion Breeding Gilt on the FFA show. And she was a crossbred gilt bred by the Califf family. And she has been a very special gilt to us ever since we had her. The Califf family are very good friends of ours, and they live just down the road from us in York. So it was really special to be able to exhibit a gilt from them and not only show her, but to hang some banners with her. So she's been very special since we got her. And then my Grand Champion Barrow was bred by the Weisinger family. And we love working with the Weisinger family. I show a lot of pigs from them. And that, I can honestly say, is probably one of the best animals that has ever walked through our barn. He was a very special pig, very high quality. And I think it's pretty special to be able to show one of that caliber.
Yeah. You've had a pretty memorable experience. Now,
yes.
How does your auction work at your state fair?
So we have two weekends. We have a 4-H weekend and an FFA weekend. I aged out of the 4-H weekend last year, so I was technically only eligible for FFA. And I could show for FFA until I'm 21, but we decided to just give it one more shot. And if we ended up on top, we were going to call it. So that's what we did.
All right. Outside of livestock, give me a little flavor of the Nebraska State Fair. What's your favorite food to eat and what makes it unique?
Well, I wish I could say I ventured out of the barns much in my time at the Nebraska State Fair. But when I do, it's typically just to grab a bite to eat. Probably my favorite thing to eat is we have a dairy store with very, very good ice cream. They make it right there, and it's very good. I would suggest anyone who comes to the Nebraska State Fair to try it.
Do you show any other livestock?
I do. I have shown cattle and sheep throughout my career, as well as the pigs. So,
yeah. Did you show any cattle or lambs at your state fair?
I did not this year. We were strictly in the pig barn, but throughout my career at the state fair, I did exhibit lambs and cattle, both breeding and market cattle.
Have you done good with them at your state fair?
I have been very fortunate to do well with all species at my state fair. I had the opportunity to win our 4-H steer show about three times, I think. I think I won the steer show my first year exhibiting in 2014. And then I won the steers again in 2020 and 2022, I believe. And then I also had the opportunity to win the heifer, 4-H breeding heifer show in 2015 and 2018, I believe. And then last year, which was my final year showing on the 4-H side, I had reserve overall market lamb too.
Wow.
Yes. So I have had a very fortunate Nebraska State Fair career.
Yeah. So your state fair is in Grand Island now, which it didn't used to be there. It used to be in Lincoln. Do you remember when that move happened? And was it a good move for your state fair or was it a not good one?
So that move was just a little bit before my time. I think that move happened in 2010. And I guess one way my family kind of remembers that is my brother won the steer show the year it moved to Grand Island. So we kind of have a little bit of memorabilia to remember that, the mm-hmm. big move that year. But I do enjoy going to Grand Island. I think the facilities are great. They're clean, spacious, plenty of room. So I do feel at the time that it was a good move to come to Grand Island.
Yeah. So moving on to more about you. You now go to Oklahoma State University. What's your major there?
Currently, my major is animal science.
What's your favorite class?
Man, that's kind of I was thinking about it. It's a little bit of a tough decision, but right now I would have to go with nutrition just because it's really nice to see how what we feed our livestock applies, and you can really see it on the science side and you know what you're doing. So I do really enjoy going to that class.
Yeah. Okay. If I went to school in Stillwater, I'd eat at Eskimo Joe's every day. Have you had the fries with cheese and bacon?
To be honest, I haven't. I have been to Eskimo Joe's one time since I have moved to Stillwater. So you're going to have to come down here and visit me, and we'll go to Eskimo Joe's and eat some cheese fries together.
All right. They are so good. You've got an awesome family, and you're all very involved in the livestock. Quick question about your brother. Who's more nervous at a show, you or Jesse?
100% Jesse. He is a complete basket case. He runs at 110 miles an hour all the time. And usually somebody has to calm him down and just tell him we're going to get through the day.
I agree. I've seen it before. A few years ago, you and your family lost your barn to a fire. Tell me about that process of rebuilding and coming back from that loss.
Yeah, so that fire took away completely our entire barn and all the facilities we had. Our pig barn and our cattle barn were kind of one big building, so all of that was gone. All of our equipment and daily things we use were taken with it. So all we were left with were an open air shed, an outside wash rack, and some runs. So we couldn't have got through that without the help of a lot of friends. We had a family allow us to use their old show barn for our pigs just outside of town. Their boys are all grown up and done showing, and so they had an empty barn sitting there, and they were gracious enough to let us put our pigs in there, which I will be very, very thankful. I will always be very, very thankful for, because I would not have been allowed to exhibit any livestock that year if it weren't for them. We had another family loan us an outside cooler that I could throw my steers and heifers in and continue to work on them. So without the help of a lot of friends and family and people who reached out to us and, you know, just a simple, hey, let me know if we can do anything to help, it really got us through that time. And we were very, very anxious to get the new barn up. You know, it couldn't go up fast enough. And when it finally did, it was so nice to finally be back in there. And now I've spent so much time in there, it feels like that barn was never gone. And this one, it feels like it's been there my whole life, and I feel like I've had that barn my whole life. So we wouldn't have been able to get through that time without a lot of help from friends and family, but we are very, very gracious to everyone who helped us get through that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So your new barn now, can you, like, give me the layout of your barn? Like, the wash racks are over here, and the pigs go over here, and yeah.
Yeah, so you walk in and we have a front office where we have some couches in there. We hang up a lot of banners and pictures in there. And then from that front office, it leads you into our cattle barn, which includes our wash racks, our fitting and clipping chute. We also have a cooler in there. And then heading north from the cattle area, you walk into our pig barn, which is pretty large. You can house a lot of pigs in there. And then south of the cattle barn is our it's a multi-use. We calve in that barn. We store things in there in the winter. We tie up baby calves in there in the fall. So we wanted to make it very versatile. We can use it for lots of different things. The cattle wash rack, I was able to work my lambs in there. So we wanted to build it so we could use it for a long time, use it many different ways, something that would last. So I think my family did a very good job designing it. It'll last us a long time.
Yeah, it sounds really nice. Now, let's have some fun with the speed round of questions. Cattle or hogs?
I'm going to have to go with cattle.
Huskers or Cowboys?
Man, I think I'm going to have to go with Huskers on that one.
Exarban or Nebraska State Fair?
Probably Nebraska State Fair.
Why do you like Nebraska State Fair more?
We just have been fortunate enough to do well at our state fair throughout the years. And, you know, it kind of gets tedious going to Grand Island one weekend for the 4-H weekend, the next for FFA, and turning around and going back a week and a half later for Exarban. So I'm going to have to say Nebraska State Fair, just because come around Exarban time, we're kind of over being in the same barns for three weekends in a row.
Yeah. Crossbreds or peers?
Purebreds.
What's your favorite breed of peers that you like to show?
I am going to have to say Yorkshires, probably.
Why do you like Yorkshires better than all the other ones? Did you just have good luck with them, or?
Yes, I think Yorkshires are probably the best demeanored of the purebreds, and so I think they're the most fun to have in the barn. Mm-hmm. And I've been fortunate enough to show some nice Yorkshires, both breeding and market, in the past few years. So I think that's just a breed that I really enjoy and like to keep showing.
Yeah. Hey Dudes or On Clouds?
On Clouds.
I do not have On Clouds. I think they're,
you know, you got to get the right pair.
Mm-hmm. I think they're weird looking.
They are a little weird looking. It's a little uncomfortable when you get rocks stuck in the crevices. But if you get the right pair, they're very, very comfortable.
Okay. If you were a movie star, who would you want to be in a movie with you?
Man, I would either have to say Ryan Reynolds or Adam Sandler.
Both good options. Are you a big football fan?
I do enjoy to watch football.
What do you think about this attention with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift? Are you all about it, or are tired of hearing about it?
In all honesty, I am tired of hearing about it. I can't say I ever have. I'm not a Swiftie.
Yes.
So I'm sure the NFL is making a lot of money off of Taylor Swift coming to their games, but I got to be honest and say I am tired of hearing about it, and I would much rather watch them play football than watch Taylor sit up in the box seats.
Yeah. Now we're going to play a game that I always play with my guest called Would You Rather. Since you're in college and you're on your way to adulting, I thought this question would be fun. So once you graduate and get your own place, would you rather have a personal maid or a personal chef, and why?
Oh, wow. I think I would rather have a personal chef, just because then I can make sure somebody's cooking me healthy meals and I'm not having, you know, unhealthy little snacks here and there for my meals. I know it'll be a good meal every time.
Yeah, I think I'd have a personal chef too. That sounds amazing. Especially you don't have to cook your own food and putting time into that. And yeah. Do you name your different animals?
Yes, we do. We pretty much name every pig, steer, heifer, lamb that comes through our barn.
What are some of their names?
So this summer, some of my pigs name, I had a Yorkshire Barrow. His name was Alan. I have, my lambs' names were Mr. Kitty and Mufasa this year. So depending on the animal and their personality, Jesse and I get pretty creative when it comes to naming them.
Where'd you get the name Mr. Kitty from?
A TikTok that Jesse loves to watch from South Park.
Okay. So what's next for Jamie? What are your plans down the road?
That is a very good question that I would love to know the answer to myself. Right now, I just plan on finishing school down here in Stillwater. And in the future, I would still like to have a hand in my family's cow-calf operation. So I like to think I will jump on any opportunity that presents itself here in the near future. But right now it's just a lot of school and some livestock shows here and there.
Yeah. So what's your favorite livestock show to go to?
I would have to say either the American Royal in Kansas City or Louisville are probably my two favorite livestock shows to go to.
Why are they your favorite?
You know, actually getting out of the state rather than a state fair, you get to see all your close friends from other states. And so when you don't get to see them year round, it's nice to finally see them at these livestock shows. And
yeah.
I think they're very well ran livestock shows. They're enjoyable to go to. So
yeah.
I think those are probably my favorite too.
All right. Well, that should do it. Thank you so much for joining me. It was great having you, and congrats again on such an awesome state fair.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Well, thank you, Jesse and Tyler, for both joining me, the final part 3 on my state fair series. It's been really fun getting to meet some new showmen, and I've learned that no matter where you're at in the country, state fairs have a lot in common. There's good kids and good livestock. So here in Iowa, I'm starting to think about buying pigs for the new season. I'm finishing up football, starting basketball. I just won vice president on my student council, and I'm keeping up my guitar pick. So keep an eye on my Facebook page for the next round of the Joe Show interviews. And make sure to follow my podcast on whatever you listen to so you're the first one to know when new content drops. And don't forget to buy your loved ones some Jimmy Juice products and Big Paw apparel for Christmas. Those are the gifts that everyone will love. Thanks, everyone, for hanging with me. Talk soon.